It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, over the weekend, our fair city turned 190 years old.
Is that right?
Yes.
Not just the roads, but the whole part of
the city of Rochester was incorporated 190 years ago.
My goodness me.
Yesterday.
I did not see this in the news.
I just saw it randomly. I don't know what it was on. One of the news sites.
The car fires as a robbery, shootings.
Yeah, they should have put a bigger focus on this. I don't know. Yeah. But so I thought that this week, in honor of that, we would do a whole theme week just on Rochester.
That's wonderful. We deserve it.
Yeah, totally.
Good for us.
So we're going to start out with our city's namesake. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel Rochester.
Sure.
So he was an American Revolutionary War soldier and land speculator, most noted for founding the settlement, which would become Rochester, New York.
Right here, kids.
He was born in Virginia and later became a successful merchant in Hagerstown, Maryland, where he was partners in a flour mill, a nail and rope factory, a bank, and a farm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Real mover and shaker.
He lived in Maryland for 30 years, helping found the Hagerstown Bank and serving as its first president.
Oh.
Now, two of the directors of that bank, Colonel William Fitzhugh and Major Charles Carroll, were, like Rochester, wealthy landowners interested in acquiring land in the new frontier of the U.S., which
was that us?
At the time was us.
We were the new frontier.
We were the new frontier.
Us.
So in 1800, Fitzhugh and Carroll convinced Rochester to travel with them on a prospecting visit to the frontier lands of New York, specifically the lands along the Genesee River.
Oh, yeah.
Their first trip took them to Dansville, where Rochester purchased a combined 520 acres, while Fitzhugh and Carroll purchased another 12,000 at $2 per acre.
Oh, that's a good price.
That's a good price.
That's a good price, yeah.
In November of 1803, the three men returned to Geneva to make payments, and they were convinced by the land agent there to visit the Genesee Falls further north, where they found an abandoned grist and sawmill. The men recognized a business opportunity as products traveling upriver toward Lake Ontario would need to be unloaded at the sawmill, and portage fees could then be charged.
Oh, now you're thinking.
Yeah. So on November 8th of 1803, the three men signed a purchase agreement for a 100-acre tract near the river's Upper Falls.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good spot.
Beginning in 1811 and with a population of 15, the three founders surveyed the land and laid out streets and tracks. While the settlement had previously been called The Falls or Falls Town, the three partners agreed to name it Rochesterville.
Rochesterville. I like dreamy is nice.
I guess. On May 1st, 1812, the first settler named Hamlet Scrantum arrived with his family.
I'm sorry, who? Hamlet
Scrantum.
What a name.
It's a great name.
Wow.
And the suffix Ville was dropped in 1822. Just good. Rochesterville. It's long. It's a lot of syllables.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
The War of 1812 helped Rochesterville grow as settlers living in Charlotte and other settlements along the shores of Lake Ontario sought to move farther inland.
Yeah.
Furthermore, numerous skirmishes and war activities were taking place throughout western New York, and Rochesterville served as a waypoint and depot for military supplies. The exposure proved advantageous for the settlement as many people who had traveled through purchased lots or tracts in or near the village. In 1817, Nathaniel Rochester served on a committee to petition the state to build what would become the Erie Canal on a proposed northern route that included a crossing on the Genesee River at Rochesterville.
Oh.
So he was helpful in getting the Erie Canal routed up this way.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Good work.
The government eventually accepted this route, contributing to the growth of the future city.
Mm.
In 1821, Rochester played a pivotal role in the creation of Monroe County, which he named after President James Monroe.
Oh, were they friends?
They were. I think they were. I think they did know each other. Yeah.
A nice little tribute.
When the county was officially formed, Rochester became its first county clerk and was elected its first representative to the New York State Assembly. By 1830, Rochester's population had grown to 9,200, and in 1834, it was rechartered as a city.
Oh, how about that?
So Rochester remained an active participant in the growth of the town and county he founded, playing many roles in developing its economy and status. He played an active role in politics, helped found churches and banks, and served as the first president of the Rochester Athenaeum, which would later become Rochester Institute of Technology.
Look at him. He's just everything.
During the last 2 years of his life, Rochester made few public appearances, but spent most of his time with his now rather large family, including his 28 grandchildren.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. Well, no wonder the population of Rochester grew.
That's right. Rochester died on May 17th, 1831, and was interred at Mount Hope Cemetery.
Oh.
His last home at the corner of South Washington and Spring Streets was torn down in 1910 to build what is now the Bevier Memorial Building.
Oh.
Not familiar with
not
that.
Not familiar with where that is.
That's where it is, yeah.
Well, it sounds
South Washington
nice.
And Spring Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have to swing by on my way home. You picked out a record to go along with Nathaniel Rochester, did you?
Yeah, so I thought that we would play a hometown band.
Oh, okay.
Right? So we're going to play I'll Drink to You by Jupiter.
Oh, I love it. I love it, Sarah. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. It's Duke Jupiter. I'll Drink to You. Sarah, do you remind us? Why do we just play that here on Legends?
Well, because Duke Jupiter is a hometown band. And
yes.
We kicked off a theme week on Rochester, since it was incorporated 190 years ago over the weekend.
Yes.
And we were talking about Nathaniel Rochester, founder.
Our founder.
Our namesake.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Rochester was originally known as Rochesterville.
Nathaniel Rochester was instrumental in getting the Erie Canal routed through Rochester.
And he was our first county clerk and first representative to the New York State Assembly.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he had how many grandkids? You had
28.
28 grandkids. My goodness. So are any of his relatives, do they still live here? I've never met anybody with the last name Rochester.
I haven't either.
And you would
there's
think
a lot.
Be...
There's a lot of them,
sure,
obviously.
Sure.
Or there were back then, anyways.
You think they moved on to found other cities?
Isn't there a Rochester, Minnesota?
There is.
Same people? I don't know.
Same people?
Same family?
Rochester,
I don't know.
Michigan. There's a Rochester, New Hampshire.
Oh,
so that was probably founded before us. Are they the oldest Rochester? They must be New Hampshire.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll take a look. We'd like to be the oldest, but you never know.
Yeah.
We're definitely the best looking.
For sure.
Folks want to learn more about Nathaniel Rochester. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. It is all there. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your Monday, okay?
Yeah, you too.
I'm back tomorrow to continue your theme week on Rochester.
Absolutely.
Carly Simon coming up. We'll do the Beatles. We'll check traffic. Melanie Sands is standing by in the traffic center. We'll take a look at what's happening on the roads of Rochester with her. Savage and Son Home Services, they have a spring roof special available exclusively for Legends listeners. Mention us. You get $1,000 off, a full tear off, plus special pricing on gutters. Again, that's exclusively for Legends listeners with Savage and Son.